This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Democratic state lawmakers have passed a resolution to designate today as Roe v. Wade Anniversary Day, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Democrats said overturning Roe has resulted in significant trauma and financial burdens for people no longer able to access abortion care. Last year, Democrats codified abortion access into state law and now are backing a ballot initiative to put it into the Colorado Constitution. Republicans said the resolution to commemorate the decision was purely political and said Roe v. Wade represents a national disgrace, not a moment of pride. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado is tapping Washington State for its next gray wolves. CPR's Sam Brash.
The Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation will supply 15 wolves to support Colorado's ongoing restoration effort. That kicked off late last year with the release of 10 wolves from Oregon into Grand County. Local ranchers were frustrated they weren't informed about the release ahead of time. The next batch won't be let loose until December, and the state says it will conduct further outreach with nearby communities beforehand. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A teen charged with starting a house fire in Denver that killed five Senegalese family members has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. Investigators say the fire was revenge for a stolen cell phone that was traced to the wrong residence. The teen faces up to 40 years in prison. He'll be sentenced in March. You're listening to CPR News. More news at cpr.org. Colorado Matters is just ahead.